Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. City Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on today's program to provide an update from this week's Pella City Council meeting.
Well, Mike, at this week's Pella City Council meeting, a lot of work that had to do with water. And one project of particular interest that kind of kicked off the meeting was a water main near Pella Corporation. First of all, what is this project all about? Why is it necessary? And who got the contract to proceed with the work?
Well, Andrew, first and foremost, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. And as you said last night, the city council did award a contract for our water main relocation project. The contract was awarded to Lawson Construction out of Kirksville, Missouri, in the amount of $485,240. And to get the listeners up to speed on this project, currently we do have a water transmission main that's located in a very congested area of the Pella Corporation campus. What the proposed project would do is relocate this main, and the reason why it is necessary is anytime you do have transmission mains that are located in congested areas, it's somewhat problematic, Andrew, if there's ever a problem with the main, it ever needs to get repaired on it, could be problematic in fixing it in a timely fashion. So last night we proceeded with the project, and what the project is going to involve is relocating this 12-inch main, and specifically what we're going to be doing is relocating the main on the west side of the Pella Corporation campus. The main will extend south and east to Clark Street, and then it will actually terminate and tie into the existing system approximately 600 feet north of the Clark Street and Truman Road intersection. Now, overall, when you talk about the relocation project and the 12-inch main, the new main, it's right over 4,000 linear feet. So it was a very sizable project. And as we said last night, we did award the contract on it. We did award to the lowest responsible bidder, once again, which is Lawson Construction, the amount of $485,240. Now, Andrew, as far as the time period for the project, we anticipate that this should be commencing within the next 30 days. And overall, for the project itself, it's at a 60-day working day contract, and we anticipate completion of the project probably early to mid-November.
And speaking of water, the long-term water supply plan improvements are nearing an end in terms of their completion, and the city, in response, has had their final of three water rate increases that have been approved over the life of the project. Ultimately, why was this increase on the bill necessary, and what will customers see on their next bill?
Yes, Andrew, and as you said last night, we did approve a 7% increase in the community's water supply rates. And the reason why it was necessary, Andrew, as you alluded to, it is needed to fund the city's long-term water supply plan. Now, when we talk about the long-term water supply plan, we're talking about a plan that it meets the water supply and treatment needs through the year 2037. So roughly it's a 20-year plan. And what it involves in is an additional Jordan well, a new reverse osmosis treatment process, along with a new improvements to the water treatment plan as well. And overall, the plan's a $14.5 million plan. And when we talk about a new Jordan well, it's important for the listeners to understand we're talking about a well that would access the Jordan Aquifer. The Jordan Aquifer is located 2,200 feet below the ground, so it is a deep well. With the new well, this would be our second Jordan well that we have in our system right now. And the new reverse osmosis treatment process is intended to treat Jordan Aquifer water on it. The reason why that's important, Andrew, is the goal of the project is to maintain the utility's quality of water, high quality standards for finished water coming out of the system, and we believe we'll be able to do that. We anticipate completion on the project most likely later this fall on it as well. But overall, it's a $14.5 million plan. And unfortunately, when you deal with a sizable project like this, rate increases are necessary. Last night was a 7% increase in the water rates. It'll be effective on bills that will be due in September this year for August usage. And what it means to the end use customers, for the typical residential customer that uses roughly 7,000 gallons of water per month, it's roughly just over a $3 per month increase. The commercial customer that's right at 35,000 gallons per month will see just shy of $11 per month, and the large industrial user that's typically in the range of 100,000 gallons per month, that increase will be about $29 per month. It's important for the listeners to understand when we talk about rate increases, it's something that unfortunately is a necessary evil at times, but when we look at this project, it is also a very much needed project, and it's intended to address the community's water supply needs through the year 2037.
What is the change that school traffic people, mostly those at UZ University, will see coming up here soon in regards to a three-way stop?
Yes, Andrew. What we approved last night was actually a three-way stop at the intersection of East 8th and University Street. And to get the listeners up to speed, the city has been discussing this issue for some time, and there was concerns brought to the city's attention by the Pella Community School District. Specifically, when we talk about this particular intersection at hand, there's a considerable amount of pedestrian traffic in this area due to its proximity to Pella High School. In addition, we've been monitoring this street, specifically University Street, and we have noticed higher speeds on the street than what we would preferably like at this particular intersection. Currently, this intersection just has a one-stop sign. That's on East 8th Street. What was approved last night was actually placing the stop signs at this intersection on University Street at the intersection of East 8th and University Street for both east and westbound traffic. So once again, the reasons for the change was driven by the number of pedestrian traffic in this area, specifically its proximity to Pella High School and also speeds on University Street. So from our standpoint, the reason why we did approve this was simply due to public safety.
Once again, that was City Administrator Mike Nardini. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.